This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
I was with a client yesterday, and we were talking about this specifically and about possibly making a custom bot for them. And this sold it right away. Tell me about the statistical. Tell me about the difference between email open rates and bot interaction.
HubSpot a couple months ago came out with an article, over 55% of people spend less than 15 seconds on a website now. Industry open rates and click-through rates on email are 20%, 1% to 2%. Social media is continuing to add more and more noise. The average person can see up to 10,000 marketing or branding messages a day. It's just what used to be a blessing now is a curse on the customer side, right? So if you look at the email marketing, like you mentioned, if I have 1,000 leads, let's just do the quick math here. If I go buy 1,000 leads, say in Facebook ads, right, and I spend the money to do that, and I'm only getting a 20% open rate on email, that means only 200 people actually open that email to read what I have to say. If I go over to chatbots, we're getting typically at least 80%, sometimes 90 and 95% open rates. So if I have 1,000 leads, I have 800 people that saw the interactive conversation, not a static email. Now, if you go back to the email and I have a 2% click-through rate out of 200 people, that means only 4 people are clicking through, right? Doing the math. If I go over to chatbots and we're at the worst we've gotten is 31%. So I'll just say 30% at the very lowest. Most of them are 50 and 60. But at 30%, I have 240 people that just click through. Now, I can still do autoresponders in chatbots, just like email. I can nurture, I can segment in a chatbot. I can create interactive conversations. I have talking animation. I have artificial intelligence where the chatbot can come back and talk to them. All of that, in my opinion, is superior to email marketing. And that's why the question I have is, well, with those kinds of things, I guess you could still do email marketing, but why would you?
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.